From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump meets his NATO alliance partners Thursday in Brussels and is expected to press the other 27 members to join the fight to defeat Islamic State. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke with reporters aboard Air Force One.
There are a couple of countries that are still thinking it over. I've had meetings actually with one of those. I think they're going to support NATO joining and becoming a formal member of the ISIS.
NATO Alliance Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said there are two reasons why some see NATO as already taking part in the anti-IS coalition.
Partly because it sends a strong and clear message of unity in the fight against terrorism. And especially in light of the terrorist attacks in Manchester, I think it's important that we send this unified message that we stand together in the fight against terrorism.
University of Waikato NATO analyst Joe Barton in New Zealand said NATO participation would enhance the anti-IS coalition operational capabilities.
The British, for example, have been very involved in the anti-ISIS coalition. Turkey, of course, which has had its own political problems of late, is a key NATO ally in respect of dealing with ISIS in Syria.
Mr. Trump is expected to urge NATO members to also pay a greater amount of burden sharing for the alliance, the goal being 2% of gross domestic product within 7 years. The president, on his first foreign trip, has met Muslim leaders, Israeli and Palestinian officials, and Pope Francis. After his meeting at the Vatican, the president said he's more determined than ever to pursue peace in the world. At least 34 migrants, including several children, drowned Wednesday when they fell off an overloaded vessel off the Libyan coast heading to Italy. The wooden boat was carrying up to 700 people about 20 nautical miles off the Libyan coast when the disaster occurred. The tragedy occurred as rescuers nearby were handing out life jackets. This is VOA News. British and Libyan security forces have detained several suspects in wake of Monday's Manchester bombing that killed 22 and wounded dozens, some critically, at a concert venue. Libyan authorities questioned the brother and father of the bomber, Salman Abedi, his brother suspected of having links to Islamic State. British police have detained at least six suspects. Manchester Chief Constable Ian Hopkins was asked if authorities have found the bomb-making factory.
We are carrying out extensive searches of premises across Manchester, but it would be ill-advised of me to comment on the investigation to that.
Do you believe that somebody else put that bomb together, and are you searching for that person? Is this a search now for a bomb-making?
I think it's very clear that this is a network that we are investigating, and as I've said, it continues at a pace. There's extensive investigations going on and activity taking place across Greater Manchester as we speak.
Britain Tuesday raised its threat level to the highest critical and deployed troops to bolster stepped-up police presence. Islamic State has claimed responsibility, but British and U.S. intelligence have not confirmed the extremist group was involved. An Egyptian rights lawyer and potential presidential contender has been freed after being detained Tuesday and will stand trial next week on a charge of offending public decency. The charge against Khalid Ali stems from a photograph of him allegedly making a rude gesture on the steps of a Cairo courthouse. He's denied the authenticity of the photo. The commander of U.S. operations in the Middle East, Lieutenant General Jeffrey Harigian, said the U.S. and Russia have been communicating more frequently in recent days to avoid warplane accidents or deconfliction in Syria.
So as you look at the geography of the airspace up, particularly up near Raqqa, we ensure that as we prosecute the fight against the enemy, the Russians, while we don't give them specifics, we make sure we know where we're going to operate so that we can portray that to them in a manner that allows us to continue our attack on the enemy and gives us the freedom of movement we need to ensure that where the enemy presents itself, we're able to get after them.
Harigian confirmed the U.S. has established deconfliction zones around U.S. military personnel inside Syria. Marking a half century since the 1967 Mideast War that united Jerusalem under Israeli control, tens of thousands of Israelis marched through the Old City. A few hundred Israeli peace activists held a protest against the march. Police dispersed Palestinians who demanded an end to Israeli occupation. A U.S. Navy warship Wednesday sailed within 12 nautical miles of an artificial island built by China in the South China Sea. A U.S. official said the USS Dewey sailed close to Mischief Reef in the disputed Spratly Islands. It is the first such mission undertaken under President Trump. U.S. stocks closed at another record high Wednesday after notes by the U.S. Central Bank suggested another rate hike soon. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.